अभिज्ञदर्शनं शाश्वत
अभिज्ञदर्शनं शाश्वत
सर्वलोकां नमस्कृतम्
सर्वलोकां नमस्कृतम्
शान्तं वयसि कैशोरे
शान्तं वयसि कैशोरे
नित्यानुग्रह कातरम्
नित्यानुग्रह कातरम्
Beautiful. And he is worshipable by all the inhabitants of every planet. He is ever youthful and always eager to bestow his blessings upon his devotees. Purport by his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The word Sarvaloka Namaskritam means that he is worshipable by everyone on every planet. There are innumerable planets in the material world and innumerable planets in the spiritual world as well. On each planet there are innumerable inhabitants who worship the Lord. For the Lord is worshipable by all but the impersonalists. The Supreme Lord is very beautiful. The word Shashvat is significant. It is not that he appears beautiful to the devotees, but is ultimately impersonal. Shashvat means ever existing. That beauty is not temporary. It is ever existing. He is always youthful. In the Brahma Samhita, it is also stated, Adoitamachutamanarimanantarupam Adyam Purana Purusham Navayodhanam Cha. The original person is one without a second, yet he never appears old. He always appears as fresh as a blooming youth. The Lord's facial expression also indicates that he is ready to show favor and benediction to the devotees. For the non-devotees, however, he is silent. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, although he acts equally to everyone, because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and because all living entities are his sons, he is especially inclined to those engaged in devotional service. The same fact is confirmed here. He is always anxious to show favor to the devotees, just as the devotees are always eager to render service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord is also very eager to bestow benediction upon the pure devotees. The Lord is the Supreme Controller and ultimate worshipable Master of all living beings on all planets throughout all universes. Therefore, he is known as Jagannath. And he is always eager to bestow his mercy upon his devotees. His beautiful smiling face is always the object of life that the devotees are eager to achieve. How the Lord bestows his mercy upon his devotees and reveals his Supreme Personality is the greatest subject matter of all the scriptures of the world. Today we are celebrating one such transcendental pastime of the Lord, Sri Ratha Yatra. In Jagannath Puri, Lord Jagannath is seated within his beautiful temple on the mountain called Nilachala. And fortunate persons are given the opportunity to enter into the temple to see the beautiful form of the Personality of Godhead. But during this particular festival, Lord Jagannath performs an inconceivable, wonderful act of mercy. He personally comes out of the temple along with his brother and sister, Balaram and Subhadra, in order to give his most merciful darshan to everyone and anyone without discrimination. Ratha Yatra is the time that the Supreme Personality of Godhead gives himself freely to everyone. In this age of Kali Yuga, the Supreme Lord descends in his most munificent of all incarnations, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Rupa Goswami has prayed, Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gaura Tvishay Namaha. Why is Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the most merciful, most munificent of all avatars? Because he is doing what no other incarnation has ever given. He is giving himself freely to everyone and anyone without any concern of one's qualifications or disqualifications. He is giving the highest realizations of Krishna Prema, as is eternally exhibited by the residents of Vrindavan, to everyone. Therefore, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially along with his very compassionate associates, each and every year celebrated Ratha Yatra. During the wonderful Ratha Yatra ceremony, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to give Krishna Prema to everyone. Whoever heard his chanting, whoever saw his dancing, whoever took the prasad of Lord Jagannath would become completely fortunate with Krishna Bhakti. His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, his life and soul was only to fulfill the order of his spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, whose very life and soul was the fulfillment of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire. That the name of Krishna be chanted in every town and village throughout the entire world. That the all-merciful desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give everyone without consideration of qualification or disqualification the opportunity to perfect their life in Krishna Prema. Just as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so much adored this festival of Ratha Yatra, because it is the celebration of the Lord's causeless mercy upon everyone, Srila Prabhupada's desire was that Ratha Yatras be celebrated throughout the entire world, to give everyone the chance to hear the holy name, to see the darshan of the Lord, to see the beautiful dancing of the Sankirtan of the devotees, to receive transcendental literature, and to taste the prasad of Krishna. By Srila Prabhupada's great, great burning compassion upon all living beings, Ratha Yatra is celebrated in practically every major city in the entire world. New York, London, Los Angeles, Chicago, Paris, various cities in Germany, Africa, Australia, even in some of the most dangerous countries like Pakistan, they have had Ratha Yatra of Lord Jagannath. By Srila Prabhupada's great mercy, but the origin of Ratha Yatra is Kurukshetra. The very conception of Ratha Yatra took place in the heart of Sri Radharani and the gopis in this very holy abode of Sri Kurukshetra Dham. How fortunate we are. Imagine, in all the thousands of years, although Ratha Yatra is actually a Kurukshetra pastime, It was never celebrated in Kurukshetra until His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and his servants inaugurated this wonderful pastime to be performed here. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami describes how Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu celebrated Ratha Yatra. We would like to somehow try, according to our very insignificant abilities, to describe what is explained in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita about this wonderful pastime. To explain the glories of the Lord is impossible to do adequately, because the Lord's pastimes are unlimited, and we are limited. It is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita that if Ananta Shesha, with his thousand mouths, for the entire span of time of the creation, were to chant the glories of Lord Chaitanya, he could not explain what Lord Chaitanya did in one day. If Ganesh, the scribe of the demigods, were to write for the entire time of creation, endlessly, without stop, he could not note down the amount of pastimes Lord Chaitanya performed in one day. As the bird tries to go higher and higher into the unlimited sky, all we could do is just try, according to our capacity, to describe the beautiful pastimes of the Lord for our own purification. And anyone who hears these pastimes will also be purified. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explains, anyone, whoever they may be, who attentively and submissively hears this wonderful leela of Lord Jagannath dancing, and of Lord Chaitanya dancing before Lord Jagannath during Ratha Yatra, will soon become an intimate associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is my humble request that everyone listen very carefully. The story begins with the narration of a great king of the name Prataparudra. Maharaj Prataparudra was a disciple of Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. After Lord Chaitanya came to Puri on the instruction of his mother, Sachi Devi, he soon decided to take a tour of South India to deliver Krishna Nam and Krishna Prem to all the provinces of southern and western India. At that time, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya explained the glories of Lord Chaitanya as the Supreme Lord Krishna to the king. The king was very eager for Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya to arrange an interview with the Lord. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya met with Lord Chaitanya upon his arrival from South India, and he requested, there is a great king of the name Prataparudra. He has surrendered his life to you. He very much desires to have an interview with you. Upon hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu externally appeared very displeased. He said, my dear Bhattacharya, what are you asking of me? Do you know? I am a sannyasi in the renounced order of a life. It is abominable for me to meet a materialistic person such as a king. Niskinchanasya bhagavad bhajano mukasya pantharam param jigamasur bhavasandarasam. Mahaprabhu explained that for one who is desiring to cross over this ocean of material birth and death, to associate with a materialistic person trying to enjoy his senses, or to associate with a woman who is similarly trying to enjoy material life, is more deadly than drinking poison willingly. The Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya explained. But he is not an ordinary king. He is not a materialistic person. He is a great devotee. Lord Chaitanya said that because he is a king, for me to associate with him is more deadly than associating with a venomous snake. And if you ever ask this request of me again, I will leave this place and you will never see me again. Soon after this, Srila Ramananda Rai arrived in Orissa, in the city of Cuttack, along with Maharaj Prataparudra. Ramananda Rai then came to Jagannath Puri and immediately came to see Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya was so happy to see Ramananda Rai. Ramananda Rai began to praise King Prataparudra. He said, I was the governor of Madras under the kingdom of King Prataparudra. Upon your request, I approached the king and asked him if I could retire early to live in Jagannath Puri to associate with you. As soon as Maharaj Prataparudra heard your name, tears began to flow from his eyes, his hair stood on end, his limbs began to tremble in ecstatic love. He got up and said, you are so fortunate. You are being given the opportunity to directly serve Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am so unfortunate, he will not see me. Not only will I give you all blessings to leave your government service, for the rest of your life I will give you a full salary. Now please, go to Puri and serve the Lord according to his instruction. Ramananda Rai explained to Lord Chaitanya, when I saw the king, how he became ecstatic just by hearing your name, I could understand what a great personality he is. I pray that even a fraction of a drop of Maharaj Prataparudra's love for you may awaken in my heart. When Lord Chaitanya heard this, he described how dear Ramananda Rai was to him. And he said, because the king loves you, Krishna will certainly bestow his causeless mercy and accept him. Lord Chaitanya explained, one who loves Krishna directly or tries to serve Krishna directly is not very dear to Krishna. But one who loves Krishna's devotee and wants to serve that devotee, Krishna accepts that person with the greatest love. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to quote so much shastric evidence to prove that one who is a devotee of a devotee, who is the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord, who loves Krishna's devotees, that person is most dear to Lord Krishna. Then Lord Chaitanya asks Ramananda Rai, have you gone to see Lord Jagannath yet? Ramananda Rai said, no, my Lord, I have come directly to see you. Lord Chaitanya said, why? Lord Jagannath is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You have come to Puri. Why did you not go to see Lord Jagannath first? Ramananda Rai replied that my legs are like the wheels of a chariot, and my body is a chariot, and my heart is the chariot driver, and my heart has taken me to you. One cannot restrain the nature of one's own heart. Soon after this, King Prataparudra came to Jagannath Puri and he met with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He asked, did you arrange an interview with me and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, I tried, but the Lord refused to meet you. Because you are a king, a materialistic person. And then one in the renounced order of life is not supposed to associate with materialistic people. When King Prataparudra heard this, he became so distressed in his heart. He said, alas, Krishna has descended in his most munificent incarnation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give causeless mercy to everyone. Even the most untouchable, unseeable, sinful living beings, he is freely giving his mercy to. He has even delivered the greatest sinners, Jagai and Madhai. He has come to give his mercy to everyone except one most unfortunate of all living entities named King Prataparudra. If my being a king is an impediment to receive the mercy of the Lord, if I cannot receive his blessings in my life, then I will give up my life. I see nothing worth living for without the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My body is useless. My home and palace is useless. My family is useless. My kingdom and all my wealth is useless. I will give up my life. I have no reason to live. When Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya saw Maharaj Prataparudra's Drita Vrata, his firm determination, he understood the level of the king's love. And he told King Prataparudra, your love and determination to serve the Lord is so great, I am convinced he will certainly meet with you and show you his causeless mercy. In fact, during the Ratayatra ceremony, Lord Chaitanya, after dancing throughout the entire day, will enter into the Gundicha garden. There, you should disguise yourself as an ordinary Vaishnava, without the robes of a king. You should go in and begin to chant the Gopi Gita and massage the Lord's feet, and Lord Chaitanya will certainly embrace you. For now, you be patient. After this, the wonderful ceremony called Snan Yatra took place in Jagannath Puri, where Lord Jagannath, Subhadra, and Sri Baladev are bathed according to a very ceremonial function. On this day, during the bathing ceremony, Lord Chaitanya and his associates were filled with bliss. But then after the bathing ceremony, for 15 days, Lord Jagannath, Balaram, and Subhadra enter into seclusion, where no one except their personal attendants are allowed to see them. It is called Anabhasara. During this time, the deities are repainted. So, it is explained how Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he became so much in terrible, terrible distress because he could not see Jagannath. It was his regular devotional service to every day several times see the beautiful form of Jagannath in his temple. Lord Chaitanya was in the mood of Srimati Radharani, although he was Krishna himself. When Lord Jagannath was not to be seen for 15 days, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu experienced the same ecstasy of separation that Sri Radharani experienced when Krishna left Vrindavan for Mathura. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not bear even being in Jagannath Puri unless he could see Jagannath. So out of great brokenness of heart, he left Puri to go to the place called Alalana, where he simply wept constantly in separation from Lord Jagannath. He was there for some days. And then all of his associates from Bengal arrived. Each and every year, many of Lord Chaitanya's devotees from Bengal would come to celebrate Rath Yatra with Lord Chaitanya in Puri. On this particular year, about 200 devotees had come. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya sent the message to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that the devotees of Bengal had come. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began his journey back to Puri. Meanwhile, as the devotees arrived from Bengal to Jagannath Puri, there was a glorious kirtan tumultuously sounding everywhere. Maharaj Prataparudra heard about this. He asked Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, "Please tell me, who are these people who have come?" Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said to Lord Chaitanya, to King Prataparudra, "Let us go on the rooftop of your palace and I will show you everything." When they went on the rooftop, King Prataparudra saw these people and he was struck with wonder. "I have never seen such effulgent personalities in all of my life. The effulgence of these devotees is more brilliant than millions and millions of suns. And how they are singing! They are singing the holy names of Krishna so sweet and melodiously. The holy name of Krishna is tumultuously filling the entire universe. And the beauty of the dancing of the devotees, I have never seen anything like this. Please tell me, who are they?" Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, "Even I do not know who these people are." But Gopinath Acharya, he is a resident of Navadvip. He knows and he will tell us both. And Gopinath Acharya began to explain who all these devotees were. "This is Swarup Damodar Goswami. And this is Adwaitacharya. This is Nityananda Prabhu. This is Srivas Thakur. This is Pundarik Vidyanidhi." He was explaining more and more and more about the glories of the devotees. And as King Prataparudra was hearing the devotees glorified, his heart was filled with ecstatic love. King Prataparudra said, "I have never ever seen such a kirtan of beautiful dancing and chanting among such blissful effulgent devotees. What is this kirtan?" Maharaj Pratap, Gopinath Acharya and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya described, "This is called Prem Kirtan. It is the Sankirtan of the pure love of the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." King Prataparudra inquired from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, "Why is it that great scholars do not appreciate Lord Chaitanya as the Supreme Personality of Godhead?" Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya explained how in this age of Kali Yuga, the Lord has descended in this beautiful golden form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to distribute Krishna Prema everywhere through the congregational chanting of the holy names of Krishna. "You are asking why so many great scholars of the Vedas do not recognize Lord Chaitanya as the Supreme Lord?" The answer is this: unless one receives a fraction of the causeless mercy of the Lord within his heart, one cannot understand who he is. Actually, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya himself, he was a great scholar of the Vedas. But when he met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he considered him to be an ordinary person who was very great devotee. But he could not accept him as the Supreme Lord. At that time, Gopinath Acharya told him, "Until you receive the mercy of the Lord, you cannot understand who he really is." And by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, not only did he realize him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but before his own eyes he saw the beautiful form of Satvuja. Lord Chaitanya with his six arms revealing the supreme mercy of his divine personality. Two arms holding the flute of Krishna. Two arms holding the bow and arrow of Ram. And two holding the danda and kamandalu of the renunciate Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Without the mercy of the Lord, one cannot understand the truth. There is no other way. You can study the Vedas for millions of births and become the most pure and completely expert scholar of Sanskrit. You can memorize all the scriptures and never understand who is God and what is the goal of life. It is only by receiving the mercy and blessings of the Lord and his pure devotees that these intimate truths can be understood. And Maharaj Prataparudra saw something very, very uncommon. That the devotees, instead of going to see Jagannath first, they all came running to see Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya was giving them all Mahaprasad of Jagannath. King Prataparudra said, "It is the regulation of the scriptures that when you go to a holy place, you are supposed to spend your first day fasting. Why are these devotees eating prasad immediately upon coming?" Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya explained how above and beyond all the rules and regulations of the scriptures is to surrender to the Lord. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayi shamisma suchaha. Abandon all varieties of various religions, just surrender to me, Krishna says. So yes, my king, it is a fact that it is the regulation that one must fast when one comes to a holy place of pilgrimage. However, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is personally ordering them to take prasad. Therefore, it is the first of all religious duties to surrender to the desire of the Lord. Besides that, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is personally feeding them with his own hand. Who could possibly refuse taking Mahaprasad of Jagannath from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's hands? This is called the path of spontaneous love. Sri Prataparudra was very, very struck with wonder to hear this. Then he went back to Katak and he sent a letter to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. In this letter, he described how I am so unfortunate. The Lord is not willing to see me, but he always wants to please his devotees. Please, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, appeal to the devotees to ask the Lord to show his mercy and allow me to have an interview with him. And if he is not willing to give me an interview, then I will give up my kingdom. I will give up my family. And I will become a beggar. I will go from door to the ordinary citizens and beg them for some food. My kingdom, my home, everything is useless without the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, I am determined to become a beggar if that is what is required to receive the Lord's mercy. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya went to show this letter to the other devotees. They were struck with wonder upon seeing it. They decided that Maharaj Prataparudra was such a great king. He was such a great devotee. They must somehow or other convince Lord Chaitanya to give him an interview. But they were afraid. He has already threatened to leave this place and never return if we ask him to meet the king. So they made a strategy. The strategy was, we will not ask Lord Chaitanya to see the king. We will just glorify the king so nicely that his heart will melt and he will want to see them. Let us go. Headed by Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Swarup Damodara Goswami, Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya, they all went in to see the Lord. When they stood before Gauranga Mahaprabhu, each of them was so fearful that nothing came out of their mouths. After some time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired, "You have come here to tell me something. Why are you silent? Speak." Sri Nityananda Prabhu replied, "My dear Lord, the great king, Prataparudra Maharaj, if you do not give him an interview, he will become a beggar, wearing an ivory earring, going door to door to beg alms. He loves you. He wants to meet you. Please, be merciful to him." Lord Chaitanya became very grave. "Do you know what you are asking me? I am in the renounced order of life. What will people say if I meet a materialistic person like a king? What to speak of the people in general? What will Damodar Pandit say about me? Anytime I in any way transgress even the slightest detail of etiquette, Damodar Pandit criticizes me and chastises me. I will go only if Damodar Pandit gives me his permission." All the devotees looked to Damodar Pandit. And Damodar Pandit said, "My dear Lord, you are the independent supreme personality of Godhead. I can understand the nature of the king's love for you. And I know how much you love your devotees. So I will see with my very eyes in due course of time how you give your mercy to King Prataparudra." Then Lord Nityananda Prabhu, understanding the Lord's heart, he said, "For now, we will not ask you to see the king. However, just to keep him alive for the time being, if you can give just a piece of your outer garment that you wear to the king, that will pacify him." So Govinda gave a piece of garment to Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu gave that piece of Lord Chaitanya's clothes to Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya, and Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya gave it to Maharaj Prataparudra. When King Prataparudra received the remnant of clothes that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally wore, he became filled with happiness. He considered this tadiya, the paraphernalia of the Lord, to be non-different than the Lord himself. He placed that piece of cloth on his altar and worshipped it with great love as he would worship the Lord himself. Srila Prabhupada explains, tadiya means the paraphernalia or the remnants of the Lord or the spiritual master. It is considered spiritual and non-different than the Lord, and therefore it is worshipable. Soon after this, Ramananda Rai came to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, "My dear Lord, King Prataparudra really wants to meet with you. He's such a great devotee. Please give him your mercy." Lord Chaitanya said, "I am in the renounced order of life. It is against the regulative principles for one in the renounced order of life to meet a materialistic person like a king. Although Maharaj Prataparudra may be a great devotee of the Lord, because the name king is attached to his name, he is abominable, condemned like a venomous snake, and I cannot see him." Ramananda Rai replied, "But my Lord, you are not bound by these regulative principles. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead." Lord Chaitanya said, "No, never speak like this. I am not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am only an ordinary human being. And because I have taken to the renounced order of sannyas, I must fear public opinion in three ways: with my body, my mind, and my words. Because if a sannyasi is seen engaging in any activity that is controversial, then that rumor will spread like wildfire. Just as a beautiful, clean, white cloth, if there is one black spot on it, everyone will see it and talk about it. Just as if you have a big pot of fresh, pure milk from the cow, if you put one drop of liquor or poisonous alcohol, the whole pot is spoiled. So I must be very, very careful to act in such a way that the people will have faith. Because a sannyasi's business is to preach. And unless people have faith, their preaching will be ineffective. Therefore, it is so very important that those in the renounced order of life live with the proper integrity and example by which people will have faith. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke this to Ramananda Rai, he said to Ramananda Rai that actually it is said in the scriptures that the son represents the father. So bring me Maharaj Prataparudra's son. Ramananda Rai brought the son of Maharaj Prataparudra to meet Lord Chaitanya. This son had a beautiful blackish complexion, and his eyes were like the fully blossomed petals of a lotus flower, and he was dressed in yellow garments. When Lord Chaitanya saw him, he immediately remembered Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya became ecstatic. He said, "You are reminding me of Krishna. Therefore, you are my best friend." And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with great love, embraced the child and wept tears on his body. Immediately upon being embraced by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that small child, the prince, his heart became overwhelmed with ecstatic love of Krishna. Tears began to pour from his eyes, his hair stood on end, his limbs trembled. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him again and again. From that day on, this young boy became one of the intimate associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, an absolutely pure devotee who associated with the Lord every day. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to show the world how much we should love and honor anyone that reminds us of Krishna. His father, Maharaj Prataparudra, heard about the mercy upon his son, and he embraced his son. When he embraced his son, because the son was just embraced by Lord Chaitanya, King Prataparudra felt the same transcendental ecstasy as if he was embracing Lord Chaitanya directly. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. Is everyone receiving translation who requires? Yes? One day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called for Kashi Mishra and the superintendent of the temple of Lord Jagannath and told him that in a couple days will be the Rath Yatra, where Lord Jagannath, Balaram and Subhadra will travel to Gundicha Mandir. I desire to personally clean the Gundicha Mandir with my devotees. I want brooms and water pots and all facilities to do so. Kashyamishra replied, "My lord, it is not befitting for you to clean the temple, but if it is your desire, we will carry out your instruction. We will bring 100 brand new water pots and brooms." On that auspicious morning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with his own hands, he personally distributed brooms to all of his devotees. And he told them, "Now let us go into Gundicha temple and completely cleanse it of every particle of straw, dust, and sand." Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was praising those who were working hard and sweeping a lot. And he was criticizing and chastising those who were not working to their full capacity. After sweeping the floor and sweeping it and sweeping it and sweeping it, all the devotees put all the dirt that they collected in one pile. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he put all that he collected in one pile. His pile was far bigger than all the devotees combined. Lord Chaitanya, in the role of a devotee, wanted to show how much we should be eager to clean our hearts, to make it a temple worthy of Krishna's presence. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was cleaning with such enthusiasm, he was cleaning more than 100 men. He was moving so fast, it appeared he had 100 arms simultaneously cleaning and cleaning and cleaning. After the whole temple was thoroughly cleaned and all the cloth was picked up by the Lord, with his own cloth he picked up the dirt and put it outside of the temple. The devotees did the same. Then Lord Chaitanya said, "Now let us sweep again to find finer particles of sand, dust, and straw." Again, the devotees cleaned and cleaned and cleaned until there was not even a single particle of dust left on the floor, the walls, or the ceiling of the temple. Meanwhile, the devotees were waiting with buckets of water. And Lord Chaitanya, when he signaled to them it was time, in great blissfulness, they started pouring water everywhere. They were pouring water on the floor, on the ceiling, on the walls, in the altar, in the bhoga room, everywhere. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was mopping it with his own cloth, cleaning and shining. Sometimes he was in such ecstasy cleaning the temple of Gundicha that he was polishing the altar with the tears from his eyes. As Lord Chaitanya was washing and washing and washing, sometimes secretly devotees would pour water on his feet. And then they would hide and catch the water and drink it. And another devotee would beg in charity, "Please give me some of this water that has washed Lord Chaitanya's feet." So these devotees would distribute the charity of Lord Chaitanya's Charanamrita to this other person. And then when he received it, another person would come, "Please, I beg, give me charity." And this way it was being distributed. As this wonderful, wonderful pastime took place, Lord Chaitanya was near the altar. And then one Bengali Vaishnava, he, right in front of Lord Chaitanya's eyes, without even hiding, he washed Lord Chaitanya's feet and caught the water and drank it. Lord Chaitanya internally was pleased, but externally he was angry. He called Swarup Damodar Goswami and said, "Just see what your Bengali Vaishnava has done." "He has washed my feet and drunk the water in the temple of the Lord. Now he has implicated me in a great offense. I do not know what reaction I will get for this. Get him out." Swarup Damodar Goswami very lovingly took that Bengali devotee by the neck and gently pushed him out of the temple. And then he came back and asked Lord Chaitanya, please excuse this devotee for his offense. Srila Prabhupada describes in this regard how Lord Chaitanya said, you're Bengali Vaishnava. Which means every devotee who aspires to be an associate or a servant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the property of the parampara. We are the property of those acharyas who are representing Lord Chaitanya to us. Lord Chaitanya considered like this, that his devotees were not his own, but they were the property of his parampara. To be the servant of the servant of the servant was the desire that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to reveal through this pastime. And also how Swarup Damodar Goswami, because he appealed for the Lord to forgive this devotee. Similarly, unless the great Vaishnavas approach the Lord and ask them to forgive us for our sins, the Lord will not forgive us of our sins. We are completely dependent on the mercy of the Vaishnavas. After completely cleansing the entire Gundicha temple, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the temple close by of Lord Narasimhadev. There they cleaned Narasimha's temple in the same way. Then Lord Chaitanya called the devotees to begin Sankirtan. The devotees began to sing very beautifully. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to dance amongst all of them. Such beautiful dancing and ecstatic love. He was jumping up and down. All the 8 symptoms of divine ecstasy were simultaneously manifesting on his body. The devotees were chanting so loud it could be heard throughout the universe. Then Lord Chaitanya stopped his dancing. He turned toward the son of Advaitacharya, whose name was Gopal. He said, Gopal, dance. Gopal began to chant the names of Krishna so loud, he began dancing in ecstatic love, and in his ecstasy he fell down to the ground unconscious. There was no symptom of life in his body. The devotees became very worried. His father, Sri Advaita Acharya, he took his son on his lap, and all the devotees gathered around and started chanting so loud to humanity. On behalf of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and all of the previous acharyas in our Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya, on behalf of Sri Nitai Gaurachandra, Sri Radha Gopinath, Sri Gopalji, we pray that supreme auspicious blessings be upon Rohini Kumar and Radha Sakhi throughout their whole lives. We also pray that all of the Vaishnavas and all of the guests assembled bestow their heartfelt blessings upon this newly married couple, and that all of you pray to Radha and Krishna that they could live happy and peaceful together in Krishna consciousness throughout their lives. Everyone, please offer your blessings by chanting Hari Bol.
Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol!
Thank you very much.
Jai!
So I'm very happy to be here on this most important and auspicious occasion of the marriage of two very dear disciples of Srila Radhanaswami Maharaj. Sometimes in our society there is some misunderstanding of the importance of the Grihastha Ashram. But actually it is very important. It is important for the growth of our society, and it is important for the spreading of the teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this was exemplified in the life of Lord Chaitanya when he spoke very confidentially to Lord Nityananda, and he told him, you should get married. For me, being in the renounced order of life, I cannot go and preach everywhere and everywhere, and my mission is to take this message to everyone. So, in that ashram, there is a special advantage of being able to reach more conditions to us. For the sannyas, or the renounced order, is restricted for certain rules and regulations. And Srila Prabhupada was very keen to present how his godbrothers went to London to begin Krishna consciousness many, many years before he actually came to the West. And they were quite unsuccessful of beginning Krishna consciousness in London at the time. But Srila Prabhupada was glorifying that actually three of his most prominent household couples had left Canada on his order and began the London Yatra very successfully. So Grihastha Ashram means to not only to make each other Krishna conscious, but to take the facility of that ashram and to spread it to others. Tendency is sometimes to think, now I have to make some arrangements material. That will be there, but that will come as one progresses in their own spiritual life. And that is based on giving this message and teachings to others. So there is a great responsibility placed upon both of you in your spiritual life. A responsibility to each other, a responsibility to the spiritual master, and a responsibility to help spread Krishna consciousness. So I pray that you'll take this day, this beginning of your togetherness in Krishna consciousness, as the most important occasion to increase your spiritual life and to begin with each other spreading Krishna consciousness to others more and more. I'm very happy to be here. Actually, it's by Krishna's arrangement. I'm only here for one day between travels, and somehow I'm fortunate to be here amongst all of you for this occasion. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita of Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami from the Madhya Leela Chapter 2, beginning with text 81. By personally tasting the mellows of love of Godhead, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught his direct disciples the process. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a wealthy capitalist, possessing the touchstone of love of God, not considering whether one is a proper or improper recipient. He gives his treasure to anyone and everyone. Thus, He is the most munificent. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's capital is the touchstone of love of Godhead, and consequently he is a great owner of that transcendental treasure. After making unlimited amounts of gold, then the devotee said to Lord Chaitanya, please come, it is time for you to take your prasad. The next day, in the early morning, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates took their baths. Then they all gathered near the Singhadwaram of Jagannath's temple, because this was the glorious day of Sri Ratha Yatra. The first ceremony of Ratha Yatra is called Pandu Vijay, where Lord Jagannath's personal associates called the Dayatas, they carry Jagannath, Balaram, and Subhadra to their carts. In Puri, the Jagannath deities are very big, so big that some of the Dayatas were holding Jagannath by his shoulders, some were holding him by the feet, and others had big, thick silk ropes tied around their bodies to lift them. There was a whole series of big, beautiful, thick pillows called tulis. And the way they would carry Jagannath is they would somehow lift him up with the ropes and with their hands and bring him from one pillow to the next and put him on that pillow. Then pick him from one pillow to the next on that pillow. Sometimes because of the heaviness of Jagannath's body, the pillows would break and cracking sound, the cotton would start flying beautifully into the air. As Lord Chaitanya saw Jagannath, Balaram and Subhadra being carried to the carts, in great ecstatic love he began to call out, Mani Ma, Mani Ma,
Mani Ma,
which in Orissa is a way of greeting a very respectable personality. As Lord Jagannath, Lord Balaram and Srimati Subhadra were brought upon their beautiful rats or carts, King Prataparudra came before them holding a broom with a golden handle. In the mood of a menial street sweeper, Maharaj Prataparudra began to clean the street. Now please know, in traditional Indian society, the lowest of all occupations is a street sweeper. They are called bangis. Generally what they do is they clean the street and they also carry night soil. Do you know what is night soil? Traditionally there was no sewage lines in the various houses. So people would pass stool and urine in certain places, and the street sweepers would collect it all and carry it on their heads and carry it to another place. Therefore, street sweepers were usually considered practically untouchable. In fact, generally, they weren't even allowed to live with the rest of society. They had their own bungee colonies where they would live. And they would just come out and sweep and sweep and sweep. King Prataparudra, although he had the highest position of majesty in the whole kingdom, he took the position of the most menial, humble street sweeper before Lord Jagannath. Because he wanted to show the world his own inner heart, that no one is great. Everyone is a menial, humble servant of the Lord and his devotees. Trinadapi suniche natha rorapi sahishnana amanina manadena kirataniya sahali. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Maharaj Prataparudra put aside all of his opulence, fame and power to sweep the street before Lord Jagannath and his devotees, Lord Chaitanya's heart melted and decided, I will give my mercy to this king. As the king very devotedly and attentively swept the street, he also washed the street with scented oil from sandalwood. The carts of Jagannath were so beautifully decorated with beautiful garlands and all sorts of ornaments stitched in cloth. There were hundreds and hundreds of mirrors decorating each of the carts. And it was so big, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami compared the cart of Jagannath, Balaram and Subhadra to Mount Sumeru. And Srila Prabhupada in this regard explains how in 1973, I believe it was, there was a Rath Yatra in London, England. And one of the most famous monuments in England is the monument of Lord Nelson in Trafalgar Square. And in the most important newspaper of London, it is described that Lord Jagannath's cart rivaled the Nelson monument in Trafalgar Square. Anyways, they began to pull the cart. And it is described by Kaviraj Goswami how the carts, they did not move because people were pulling them. they moved only by the will of Lord Jagannath. When he decided to move forward, he would move. And when he decided to stop, it would stop. At one time, the carts came to a standstill. At that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gathered his devotees together, and he divided them up into 7 kirtan groups, each one with a lead singer, a lead dancer, 5 devotees responding to the singing, and I believe there was 8 karatals in each group. And there was 2 murdangas. In the first group, he assigned Swarup Damodar Goswami to be the lead singer and Advaitacharya to be the lead dancer. The second group, he assigned Srivas Thakur to be the lead singer and Nityananda Prabhu to be the lead dancer. In the third group, he assigned Mukunda Dutt to be the lead singer and Srila Haridas Thakur to be the lead dancer. In the fourth group, he assigned Govinda Ghosh to be the lead singer and Vakreshwar Pandit to be the lead dancer. Then the residents of Kulinagram, he made a group out of them, and Ramananda and Satyaraj were the lead dancers. From Shantipur, there was a group set up, and Achyutananda, the son of Advaitacharya, was the lead dancer. And then the residents of Srikanda were made into the 7th group, and Narahari Sarakar and Raghunandan Thakur were the lead dancers. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inspired them all to begin kirtan. There were altogether 14 murdangas, all playing so loud it filled the whole world with the tumultuous sound of kirtan. And so many people were chanting in transcendental happiness. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arranged that 4 of the kirtan groups were dancing and singing in front of Jagannath's cart. 1 group was on each side of Jagannath's cart, and 1 group was behind. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in great ecstatic love, began to wander from one group to another, inducing everyone to chant the holy names very loud.
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna!
Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to pray to Jagannath. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmanya Hithaya Cha Jagat Hithaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed a great miracle. He expanded himself into 7 forms and personally danced in ecstatic love in each and every one of the 7 groups. And the great miracle was that each of the devotees in each group thought, Lord Chaitanya is so merciful to us. He is only in our group. He will not leave our group to go anywhere else. Only the most fortunate devotees could see how Lord Chaitanya was actually in all the groups. Maharaj Prataparudra could see this. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Kashi Mishra could understand how Lord Chaitanya was showing his mercy to Maharaj Prataparudra. How fortunate he was. Just as during the Ras Leela, Krishna was dancing with each and every gopi, and every gopi was thinking, Krishna is only dancing with me. How much he is mercifully showing his love to me. And in Dwarka, Krishna was living in 16,108 palaces with 16,108 queens simultaneously, and each queen was thinking, Krishna is only with me. He does not go to any of the other queens. How much he is mercifully showing his love to me. The same miracle was performed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by expanding himself in all 7 kirtan groups during the Rath Yatra of Lord Jagannath. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then gathered all the groups together in front of Jagannath's cart. Such a kirtan was being chanted, then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the midst of all of these devotees, began to dance. The transcendental dance of divine love was manifested to the world. In the history of creation, nothing so beautiful has ever been manifested as the dance of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Lord Chaitanya danced, it was the ecstatic love of Srimati Radharani manifesting itself in its purest, most intimate form for the whole world to see. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes just a little hint of the ecstatic symptoms of Lord Chaitanya's dancing. Sometimes he would twirl around like he was a wheel of fire. At other times, he became heavier than the universe. And when his lotus feet would touch the entire earth would tilt. At other times, he was completely stunned, unable to move. At other times, his hairs would stand on end like the flowers of the Kadamba tree. At other times, he would perspire from every pore of his body simultaneously. Blood and perspiration was pouring out like rivers. At other times, he cried. From his eyes, it wasn't just tears. It was streams of tears coming out like water from syringes. At other times, his body would begin to change colors. First it was beautiful gold, and then it would turn white. Then it would turn the color of the Malati flower. Then it would turn blue and red and all different colors. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki! Sometimes he would fall to the ground and roll on the ground. He looked like a big, beautiful golden mountain rolling on the ground. At other times, his teeth began to chatter like a small child in the winter. His teeth would tremble, and then each and every one of his teeth would individually shimmer in a different direction. It appeared that all of his teeth were going to fall out of his mouth. Each and every pore of his body began to erupt like big bumps. And his whole body appeared to be like the flower of a Kadamba tree. Choked up in ecstatic love, he could no longer chant the holy names. He would just make a sound, something like, Jajagaga, Jajagaga, Jajagaga. At other times, his limbs of his body became so soft, they were like fresh, creamy butter. And the next moment, his limbs would become so hard and immovable, like dry wood. At other times, he would fall to the ground, and there was no breath or symptoms of life. At other times, he would jump so high and twirl so fast, sometimes mucus would start flowing from his nose, and foam started pouring out of his mouth like nectar descending from the moon. One devotee of the name Shubhananda, he caught this nectar of the foam coming from Lord Chaitanya's mouth, and he drank it. Because Shubhananda was very expert at relishing transcendental mellows of love. As Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing, Jagannath, Balaram, and Subhadra were struck with wonder seeing the beauty of his dance. They would stop their carts and just unblinkingly watch. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, upon seeing Jagannath, Balaram, and Subhadra watching his dancing, he became even more ecstatic to dance for their pleasure. And only when he would move forward would the carts move forward. As the carts were moving forward, sometimes Lord Chaitanya, in the mood of Sri Radharani, wanted to test Lord Jagannath. So he would start dancing behind the cart, and Lord Jagannath would stop. All the devotees were pulling and pulling and pulling, but the cart would not move. And they were pulling and pulling, but the cart would not move. because Lord Jagannath wanted to show Lord Chaitanya that I am waiting to see your dancing. Then when Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come dancing in front of the cart, then Jagannath's cart would begin to move. At other times he would come to a standstill and all the carts could not move. Lord Chaitanya was dancing and dancing. The devotees, in order to protect him from a crowd, they made 3 circles around Lord Chaitanya. They would hold hands. The first circle was led by Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Devotees holding hands. The second circle, Govinda, Lord Chaitanya's servant, as well as Kashishwar Pandit, who was also a servant of the Lord. They were conducting a second circle of devotees holding hands. And a third circle was formed by King Prataparudra. Lord Chaitanya was dancing so beautifully. King Prataparudra was watching this dancing in such love. Srivas Thakur was standing right in front of King Prataparudra. And therefore, King Prataparudra could not see. So the king's minister, Hari Chandan, he gently touched Srivas and said, "Please move. The king cannot see." But Srivas was so absorbed in the samadhi of seeing Mahaprabhu's dancing, he did not move. Then Hari Chandan said, "Please move." Again, "Srivas, please move. The king wants to see the dancing. He cannot see. Please move." Again and again, he was gently pushing Srivas. Alas, Srivas did not like this. So he turned and he slapped Hari Chandan. Hari Chandan was about to speak angry words to Srivas when King Prataparudra stopped him and said, "You are so fortunate. You have been touched by the great devotee Srivas Thakur. I am only praying that in some future life I can have this supreme fortune of being touched by the mercy of Srivas." Anyone who saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing, even for a moment, perfected their lives, their heart filled with eternal bliss of ecstatic love of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on that day gave hundreds and thousands of millions of people Krishna prema. The servants of Jagannath, the simple residents of Jagannath Puri, the pilgrims, the tourists, the shopkeepers, everyone who was in Puri that day who happened to see the beautiful dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, their hearts became filled with ecstatic Krishna praying. This was the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as he was bestowing his wonderful love during Rath Yatra. At other times, Lord Chaitanya would have Swarup Damodar Goswami sing beautiful songs of Krishna's Vrindavan Leela. And Lord Chaitanya, with his hands, he would begin to perform a drama of moving his arms, enacting exactly what Swarup Damodar Goswami was singing. Lord Chaitanya, during Rath Yatra, was in the mood of Srimati Radharani when she came to meet Krishna here in this holy place of Kurukshetra. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj describes in beautiful detail the mood of Radharani's love for Krishna. Krishna left Vrindavan when he was only a small boy from Mathura. He promised the Brijbasis that he would come back soon. The Brijbasis, they waited for Krishna every day. The only thing that kept them alive was the hope that Krishna would return. It was that promise that Krishna said that I will return was keeping them alive. They would spend their whole day making garlands and wonderful prasad for Krishna to greet him when he came. But when the night arrived and Krishna had not come, they would all return to their homes crying. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains, from the moment that Krishna left Vrindavan, all the gopas and gopis cried day and night their entire lives in separation. Approximately 100 years went by and they had not seen Krishna. Then Lord Krishna sent a message to Nanda Maharaj and all of the Brijbasis that soon there will be a solar eclipse. I will come with the leaders of the Yadu dynasty to the great holy place of pilgrimage, Kurukshetra. Throughout the Vedas and the Puranas, Kurukshetra is celebrated as one of the greatest of all holy places. The list of great events that took place here is limitless. It was here that Maharaj Kuru performed a great yajna for the benefit of all people of the world. It was here that Lord Parasaram performed his tapasya after killing 21 generations of all the Kshatriyas around the world. 21. Hare Krishna. It was here that Vamanadev appeared. So many great things took place. The greatest of all of our acharyas all came to worship this holy land of Kurukshetra. At the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, the first verse, Dharma Kshetre Kurukshetre. Kurukshetra, since time immemorial, has been explained to be a very holy place where religious activities take place. When Krishna invited the Brijbasis to meet him here in Kurukshetra, it was a great celebration. The residents of Vrindavan loaded all the necessities on their ox carts and began to travel from Brijbhumi to Kurukshetra. Some of you yesterday also made this same journey from Vrindavan to Kurukshetra by buses. It is more auspicious to go by ox carts. But according to time and circumstance, we must somehow or other come to Kurukshetra. When the devotees of Vrindavan saw Krishna, they were simultaneously in great happiness and great distress. Srimati Radharani, after 100 years of separation from Krishna, she was seeing Krishna and she was praying to him that I am seeing you now in this great field of Kurukshetra. Your head is adorned with the beautiful crown of a king, but I long to see you with your hair decorated with flowers of Vrindavan and a peacock feather. Now you are robed in all sorts of majestic garments and jewels. But I long to see you again with your neck decorating himself and serving great Vaishnavas and Brahmins. The whole kingdom is being enacted in such a way according to the rules of God. You have heard of Manu Samhita? The rules of God of how to live within society and even rule the state. So Devahuti was such a devotee. Swayambhuva Manu was thinking, who is the best man to marry to my daughter? And they selected Kardama Muni. Hare Krishna. Kardama Muni was not a big king. He was not a wealthy Kropati. He was a rishi living in the jungles. He didn't even have proper clothes. Deer skins or tree barks. He didn't even have a home. He slept under trees in the jungle. He didn't have any money.
He would just eat whatever fell from the trees. Who would want to marry their daughter to somebody like this? A Vaishnava, Hare Krishna. Because I understood, this will make my daughter happy. She's already lived in a palace. Devahuti, she had so many servants and maidservants who loved her so very, very dearly. Constantly taking care of her every need in Krishna consciousness. She slept on beds that were so soft, and the sheets were clean and pure like the foam on milk. But it was Lord Krishna's desire that Swayambhuva Manu marry her to Kardama Muni. So with great joy and happiness, he approached Kardama Muni, and will you take my daughter's hand in marriage? Kardama Muni was actually a very, very great personality. He was doing so much tapasya that he filled an entire lake with the tears of his ecstatic love for Lord Vishnu. Such a great devotee. And Vishnu would cry in ecstasy to see his tapasya in such mood of devotion. This was Satya Yuga, where the Yuga Dharma was tapasya and meditation. So he accepted Devahuti as his wife. And later on we know that she gave birth to Lord Kapila Dev, avatar of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is what kind of grihastha Swayambhuva Manu was. And he had two primary sons. The eldest was Maharaj Uttanapada. Because he raised his children in such pure Krishna consciousness, Priyavrat was the eldest son. But when it came to Swayambhuva Manu wanting to turn the kingdom over to his children, it's not like the kings today, where you hold on to it to the fag end of your life. We're reading in America, in the news, how the president, he made some mistakes, obviously. But he's not willing to let go of that position because he's too much attached. He's attached to the money that comes with it throughout his life, and he's willing, and the ego of remaining there until his term is finished. Whatever. I cannot judge him. But one thing we know is he's very attached to staying in his post. And in Japan, there were emperors of Japan just in the recent years, and they, like in their 90s, late 90s, and the people were just frustrated. Get out, get out. Let somebody who knows what they're doing get in. And they had to practically rip him out. They had to have riots and everything. But the kings, like Swayambhuva Manu, they're Vaishnavas. They're not attached to being king. They're not attached to their opulence. They're just attached to serving Krishna. And as soon as anyone is qualified within their family to take that position, they give it to them. And generally, they just go into the forest to do tapasya by their own free will. So Priyavrat was the eldest son. But he was like the Kumaras. He did not want to get married. He did not want a kingdom. He just wanted to chant and think about Krishna constantly. His guru was Narada Muni. Narada Muni made many young people into great renunciates, as we know. So he went to the top of a big, big mountain. And he had his father's blessings. Yes, if this is what you want, you go. Such a father. And he was up there with Narada Muni just performing his bhajan and his sadhana. And his younger son, Uttanapada, he took the kingdom. Swayambhuvamanu was very responsible. He understood someone has to do this service. So he trained
the Gopi Gita, the 31st chapter of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam describes the beautiful prayers of the gopis as they were singing in separation from Krishna when Krishna left them during the Rasa-lila. The Gopi Gita begins with the sloka Jayati Te Dikam Janmanab. When Lord Chaitanya heard this, filled with ecstatic love, he very loudly called out, "Go on reciting! Go on reciting!" King Prapaparudra went on reciting. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, upon hearing the prayers of gopis, he called out, "Go on reciting!" King Prataparudra came to that great celebrated verse, Tapakatam Vratam Tapta Jivanam, which explains how the narration of the beautiful pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are like nectar. The nectar of the sound of the pastimes of Lord Krishna completely cleanse one's heart, free one of all sins, liberate one of all miseries, and promote one to pure love of God. And the devotees of the Lord, their greatest pleasure is in reciting these pastimes. And anyone who teaches these pastimes to others completely cleanse one's heart, free one of all sins, liberate one of all miseries, and promote one to pure love of God. And the devotees of the Lord, their greatest pleasure is in reciting these pastimes. And anyone who teaches these pastimes to others, he is the most munificent of all welfare workers in the whole world. When King Prataparudra chanted this verse, Lord Chaitanya became so ecstatic, he cried out, "You are the most munificent! You are the most munificent! You are the most munificent!" Then he embraced Maharaj Prataparudra. He embraced him again and again and again. He was soaking him with his tears. In fact, both Maharaj Prataparudra and Lord Chaitanya were bathing each other with the tears of their own love for each other. As Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continuously embraced the king, the king was filled with ecstatic love. All of his innermost heart's desires were perfectly fulfilled. After some time, Lord Chaitanya asked Maharaj Prataparudra, "Who are you that you have come as my dearest friend to give me so much nectar of Harikatha? Please tell me, who are you?" Maharaj Prataparudra, with great humility, folded palms, he said to the Lord, "I am your obedient servant. My only ambition in life is that you accept me to be the servant of the servant of the servant of your servants." Srila Prabhupada explains in this regard, this is the ultimate perfection of life. When Dhruva Maharaj was offered by the great treasurer of the demigods, Kuvera, any benediction, Dhruva Maharaj could have asked for great wealth, elevation to the heavenly planets, all the mystic powers, promotion to Vaikuntha. But he asked only for one thing, that I may be accepted as the obedient servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. When Kolavecha Sridhar was asked, take anything, heavenly elevation, mystic powers, elevation to the spiritual world, Kolavecha Sridhar said, I only want one boon,
Let me always be the servant of the servant of the servant of your servants.
Therefore, the ultimate of all aspirations a devotee should strive to achieve
is to take the highest position of being the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord.
Trinadapi sunichena, tarorapi sahishnana, amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari.
Lord Chaitanya was so pleased with the humility of Maharaj Prataparudra. He saw him sweeping the street, taking such a humble menial service. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya gave him his most intimate mercy. Then, in that garden of the Gundicha, Lord Chaitanya revealed his divine opulences to Maharaj Prataparudra as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and ordered the king not to reveal what he had seen to anyone else.
Maharaj Prataparudra offered his obeisances to the Lord, then he went out to see the other devotees.
That a person who is of material consciousness, when they see another person receiving good fortune, they become envious.
When a devotee is not really manifesting the true qualities of a Vaishnav, when that devotee sees another devotee receiving the special mercy of the Supreme Lord or the spiritual master, or being empowered to do wonderful things in Krishna consciousness, we become envious. We think, why not me?
Loting soft little lotus foot touched Kaliya's head. It was millions of times more powerful than Indra's thunderbolt. Kaliya was delirious. His wives, Nagapatnis, they prayed, he's finished. All his ego is crushed by your mercy. You are so kind, my Lord, that the same lotus feet that the sages, the rishis, even Brahma and Shiva cannot achieve, they're dancing on the head of our husband. Please forgive him. So Kaliya surrendered. And after Kaliya surrendered, Krishna accepted him as his devotee. In fact, sometimes Krishna has Kaliya as his vahana instead of Garuda. If he engages Garuda in another service, he calls Kaliya. And Krishna rides on Kaliya. Such an intimate service to a demon who surrendered. And we have example of Rakshashi Putana. What kind of a terrible person was this? On the order of Kamsa, Putana was coming to kill all children, babies. Thousands and thousands of babies. She would kidnap them. She would drink their blood. She would eat all the flesh in their body. And then she'd go looking for another one. She was unsatiated in her desire for flesh and blood. And she killed so many in this way. She went to Vrindavan to eat Krishna. First to poison him, then to eat him. However, by giving his breast to her breast to him, he sucked it and he killed her. She could not get him out. He just sucked and sucked and sucked her very life. And Putana was given the position of Krishna's own nurse in Vaikuntha. The assistant of Mother Yashoda, who eternally loves him with parental affection in the spiritual world. Because he saw she came as a mother, so let her be my mother eternally. First let me take away the poison. That was a painful experience, but after the poison was left, her motherly affection remained. He purified it. And Putana had two brothers. One was Bakasura, and the other was Agasura. Agasura was such a big demon that he appeared as a huge 8-mile snake to kill all the inhabitants of Vrindavan. First he swallowed all the gopas, then he swallowed Krishna and closed his mouth. But Krishna grew inside so big that the demon could not breathe, and his soul came out from his body. Then that soul entered into, when Krishna came out of the mouth, the soul entered into Krishna's body. As Srimad Bhagavatam describes what happened to that soul. First he entered into the Brahma Jyoti, but then because he died with Krishna in his body, he became perfectly liberated and attained the same form as Krishna himself in Vaikuntha, as an eternal associate of Vaikuntha Loka. The perfection of life. He achieved pure love of God in the personal system of bhakti. Why? Not only was he thinking of Krishna, but Krishna was inside. He purified him completely. So what to speak of devotees who are honestly, sincerely, and genuinely trying to serve the Lord? How merciful will the Lord be to them? What kind of bhakti he can give? So that is the purpose of life. And that is what Brahma created the entire universe for. He's a Mahajan. He's a compassionate being. On the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has created this whole scientific system in such a way that people can share Krishna consciousness together and actually achieve the ultimate purpose of life. And there are so many warnings within the great scriptures. Because at every step, there is a reason to divert one's attention away from the purpose of life. So we must be very careful. We must be very attentive. In every varna and every ashram, there are various dangers. And we must understand from the scriptures and from the great sadhus and spiritual masters what those dangers are. If we do not know, we will fall victim. It is inevitable. Therefore, there must be good training for brahmacharis, good trainings for vanaprastas, good trainings for grihastas, for vanaprastas and sannyasis. There must be proper training for Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. And what is the best training? Not just how to do it, but how to do it in such a way that you achieve the goal of Krishna, Balaram, and Subhadra returning to their original abode of Vrindavan, represented by Gundicha, spent the entire rest of the day dancing and chanting in the garden. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu celebrated the glorious pastime of Rath Yatra. By Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we are all so given this very rare and precious fortune of celebrating Sri Rath Yatra in this holy place of Kurukshetra. Rath Yatra is the day of giving the mercy of Jagannath to everyone. Let us assist Srila Prabhupada in his wonderful dream to chant with such enthusiasm, to dance with such happiness, to fill the whole world with Sankirtan of Harinam, to distribute books and prasad and give all the pilgrims and denizens of Kurukshetra the opportunity to receive Lord Jagannath and Srila Prabhupada's causeless mercy.
I am sorry for taking so much of your precious time, but for my purification on the order of Sakshi Gopal Prabhu and Shukadev Maharaj, I have tried in my own insignificant and helpless way to share this wonderful pastime of Lord Jagannath's Rath Yatra with all of you. Let us now offer our most grateful obeisances to His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who has brought Lord Chaitanya's mercy in the Rath Yatra ceremony to our lives and to all the world. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai,
Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki
jai,
Shri Shri Radha Radha Kanta ki
jai,
Shri Balaram Subhadra Jagannath Swami ki
jai,
Shri Kurukshetra Dham ki
jai,
Gopinanandi. Srila Prabhupada was in his mid-70s. From the beginning of the route, for many, many miles, he danced the whole way amongst his devotees. It's to encourage everyone in kirtan of the holy name. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai,
Shri Shri Radha Radha Kanta ki
jai,
Shri Balaram Subhadra Jagannath Swami ki
jai,
Shri Kurukshetra Dham ki
jai.